off.
Yeah.
This was off the whole time.
Yes, to accept an unqualified disciple. But he is not then describing that it disqualifies the guru. It looks like qualified guru does mistake by accepting someone who is unqualified or revealing to him something what he shouldn't hear. So my question, can guru be the same time qualified and do those kind of mistakes and continue to be qualified guru who has to be accepted? Can it be a combination, or guru cannot do mistakes at all?
One of the symptoms of a guru is that he doesn't give instructions beyond the adhikar of the shishya. That guru becomes disqualified from being guru at that point. Guru means doctor. If you come into my office, my doctor's office, with some sickness, and I give you a prescription or medicine which you will not be able to handle, and you take which is too much strong for your condition or your body, and I give that to you, and then you go home and vomit and you have diarrhea and so many things, then you might say, oh, this doctor is a quack. Doctor is a quack. You know, quack means inept or not very expert. So guru is supposed to be expert. This is one of the qualities of a devotee, to be expert, what to speak of the guru. So he is supposed to instruct. It's told also in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He has one book, Prakrita Shatadushani. I think it's called Prakrita Shatadushani. Huh? Prakrita Ras Shatadushani, where he's trying to point out, Prakrita Ras means material taste, where someone mixes the spiritual practices with the material practices. So in there he's explaining that a guru who gives the wrong medicine or gives high teachings to an unqualified disciple, he goes to hell. So that means he's not really qualified. Like the doctor is not qualified who gives the wrong medicine and you vomit and have diarrhea, he's not qualified. Not proper doctor. So proper guru will give proper medicine to disciples. He sees a disciple and everyone's reading Govinda Lilamrita and all about the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So then the disciple says, Guruji, I want to read all these intimate books. And if he really is guru, then he'll understand the heart of disciple and he'll say, not now. It is not for you. We say, read everything. Just have a good time. So then you read and you become, because if you have sex desire in your heart, then you read such books, it will become inflamed. It will become increased. Rather than, you know, become advanced, to become degraded. So guru has to be expert.
If guru accepts unqualified disciples, you just mentioned,
he goes to hell. If a guru accepts unqualified disciples, he goes to hell, because that's against the standard of guru behavior. Because I just told you, a guru has to examine for 1 year or 3 years.
Well, you mentioned Prabhupada's example when you said such a mercy he gave initiation before they got Guru Padashvaya. Is it literally mercy or is
Prabhupada, it's a little hard to pass any judgment on Prabhupada's actions. Prabhupada's being a empowered acharya, Shaktivesha guru. It seems that he was giving everyone a chance, even though they didn't appear qualified. But in time, place, and circumstance, he didn't have anything else to choose from. You know, there's many things to consider. Certainly we can't say that Prabhupada didn't make a mistake and Prabhupada's not going to hell and Prabhupada, all these things we should know very clearly. So I would just say that Prabhupada was extending extreme mercy to them. Although they were not qualified, he was really hoping and really praying to Krishna that they would become qualified. Like he brought some deities to Australia, maybe Australia, maybe Radha Gopinath, I think. And he said to them, I'm bringing you to this place, and these people are not very qualified. Isn't there something like this? Maybe you know. But they're not very qualified, but I'm hoping and praying that somehow they'll take care of you and you'll be happy over here. Something like this. And so that was his prayer, and it worked out because the disciples were sincere, and Gopinath helped them, and everybody, it worked out. He's still there. And devotees are still there, at least some, I suppose. So in the same way, in New York, Prabhupada was trying to extend his mercy to the Jughais and Mudhais, the dregs of society, as Allen Ginsberg said. An interview with Allen Ginsberg in one of those movies. And Swamiji did an amazing thing. He came down to the Lower East Side where all the dregs of society were, and he extended his mercy. This guru thing is, you know, it's deep stuff, deep topic. It's very difficult to understand because there are guidelines in Shastra that talk about initiations and very specific. What day, what nakshatra, what conditions. It's all there in Mantrasara and other scriptures. And then after that, and it's after all of that, then it says, any rate, a Mahabhagavat can initiate anyone at any time, anywhere. Anyone, anytime, anywhere. That's the footnote. I have a Hindi panchang, or let's say calendar. And that calendar has different sections. So it talks about Upanayanam, Brahman Diksha, what are good months, what month to do it, what days. Then after that, on the bottom of it says, note. It said, all these rules apply if one is not living in a holy dham. If the guru is living in a holy dham like Mathura, Kasi, Hardwar, Vishnukanchi, Vrindavan, etc., there's a few holy dhams, Ayodhya, then all these rules don't apply. So this holy dham is special, and then these very holy people are also special, these Mahabhagavats. So you can sit down on the bus, the Moscow city bus, and you're sitting there, you're going to college, studying engineering. And then a Mahabhagavat sits down next to you. He says, do you know about Krishna? I saw these Hare Krishnas jumping around the street sometimes, and they passed out some book, I don't know, I heard about them. Listen, I want to give you diksha. Well, you know, what's that? He said, this will connect you with God, and you'll go to the spiritual world if you're very serious about what I'm giving you. Okay, I'll try it. Then he can do. Mahabhagavat can do. So tomorrow we'll continue introduction to Vajrarahasya.